Government has been urged to take steps to stop discrimination against women in the area of land ownership and land tenure. This can be done by guaranteeing equal rights to land for people, irrespective of their status. Government should also implement policies and programs to facilitate women with access to land for agricultural purposes. A program officer of SENT Ghana, Daniel Adote Akai, said this at the Greater Accra Regional Dialogue on Agriculture for Women and Smallholder Farmers in Accra. He advocated establishment of a women enterprise fund to provide reliable credit to female farmers. Here's a report by Dominic Clogy.
Women farmers across the country continue to work under challenging circumstances. These undermine efforts at achieving the targeted 6% annual agricultural growth rate and ensure food security. The dialogue session organized by SENT Ghana, a civil society organization in agriculture, brought together women and smallholder farmers, as well as officials from the Ministry of Agriculture in the Greater Accra region. It was to draw government's attention to issues confronting smallholder farmers and advocate the implementation of result-oriented solutions to these challenges. Enumerating the difficulties, a program officer at SENT Ghana, Daniel Adote Akai, said women farmers are faced with limited access to land and credit facilities, unavailability of ready market for their produce, inadequate extension offices, and the continuous use of the hoe and cutlass in the cultivation of their crops. These, he pointed out, do not promote effective farming.
The major issue has to do with agricultural land. We acknowledge that the Minister of Food and Agriculture has a mandate, and therefore when we talk about land, directly falls under the purview of other sector ministries. But we as civil society in agriculture, speaking with MOFA, make specific references to land that has been set aside for agricultural purposes. That one is within the mandate of MOFA. We have information that there is serious encroachment on the agricultural lands at Weja, the irrigation lands at Weja, Ashaman, and Afienya. And we think that strategies must be put in place to protect and to secure these lands for agricultural purposes. Because at the end of the day, the issue is that we need to admit that there are specific gender disparities in the Greek. The terrain is not neutral. It may not be a creation of the ministry. Some of these disparities are usually creation of society. It is not the ministry that will tell women in certain cultures not to own land, but the effect of such cultural practices tells on our culture.
The acting Greater Accra Regional Director of Agriculture is Dr. Alice Atha.
Women pay better if they were given credit. They are better than men. So we have to lace with banks and EDIF and the rest if they could help them to solve that problem. Then the land, that one you have to see the chiefs and then the land owners. But at the rural areas, most of the time is the families who own the lands. So we have to talk to these family members to see whether they can release land for the women farmers. Agric also was thinking of going to these land banks for the farmers to farm. And the Greater Accra here, the problem is most of the agric lands are going to these estate developers. And it's a big problem.
SENT Ghana's policy brief on women and smallholder agriculture in Ghana 2014, which outlined six main recommendations in the sector, formed the basis for the dialogue.